From the Ingle Studio, welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Tuesday, March 5th, and happy heavenly birthday to entertainer Andy Gibb. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are the stories Cobb is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. GBI investigates officer-involved shooting near Six Flags. Woman arrested after threatening sheriff's deputies in standoff. And members say traffic circle threatens Marietta Church. All this and more is coming up on the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe.
Life's a constant hustle, and at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority.
A 15-year-old is in critical condition following a shooting incident involving a Cobb police officer near Six Flags Amusement Park. The incident occurred amidst attempts to control a crowd of approximately 500 to 600 individuals who were reportedly involved in a brawl and causing havoc in the park. According to reports, shots were fired during the chaos, striking a police vehicle. This prompted officers to chase several individuals into a nearby wooded area. During the pursuit, an officer discharged his weapon, resulting in the teen's injury. A handgun was subsequently discovered in the vicinity of the injured minor. The GBI has been tasked with conducting an independent investigation into the incident. The findings of this probe will be turned over to the Cobb County District Attorney's Office for review, and importantly, no officers were harmed during the altercation. A woman identified as Ebony Sherry Singleton has been arrested following a standoff with the Cobb County Sheriff's Office deputies at a residence in Mableton. The situation unfolded when deputies attempted to serve a restraining order at the property. Singleton, however, barricaded herself in an upstairs bedroom and threatened to shoot the deputies, claiming possession of a firearm. Despite several attempts to persuade Singleton to surrender peacefully, the decision was ultimately made to forcibly breach the door to where she was. Singleton was apprehended and initially transported to a local hospital before officially being taken into custody. She's currently held on bond and will be evaluated by mental health professionals. The New Hope United Methodist Church, a historical landmark in Marietta since 1856, is at risk due to the city's plan to construct a roundabout. The proposed traffic circle would encroach on the church's parking lot and necessitate modifications to its entrance. Members of the church expressed concerns that the changes could disrupt their congregation and diminish the church's identity. From the city's perspective, the roundabout is seen as a solution to manage increased traffic and enhance pedestrian safety spurred by nearby development. However, church members are advocating for different solutions, such as the installation of a traffic light or the use of adjacent parking lots. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-799-6810 for more info. We'll be right back.
Hey there, Cobb County. This is Glenn Drake, your trusted real estate expert for over 30 years. At Drake Realty, we've been helping families find their dream homes and investors make savvy choices since 1990. With a team of over 700 dedicated agents, we've got your back every step of the way. Whether you're buying, selling, or investing in the Atlanta market, we've got the experience and local knowledge you need. Our commitment to you goes beyond the deal. We're here to build lasting relationships and ensure your real estate journey is smooth and successful. So when you're ready to make your next move, choose Drake Realty. Call us at 770-565-2044 or visit our website at drakerealty.com. Let's make your real estate dreams a reality.
Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies, No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits, such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today.
Circles Cobb is actively working to combat poverty in Cobb County through the application of the Circles USA model. This model provides crucial support to individuals working toward achieving financial stability. Recently, 8 participants successfully completed an initial 12-week training program designed to foster financial literacy and encourage goal setting. As a result of their participation, these graduates have undergone significant changes in their financial behaviors. They've transitioned to fixed spending habits and have placed a greater emphasis on saving. To ensure ongoing support, each graduate is paired with volunteer allies. The effectiveness of the program is underscored by its results. Typically, participants across Circles chapters in North America see a 75% increase in income after 18 months. Recent graduates have already reported improvements in income and housing stability, offering a beacon of hope for their families. For more information, visit circlescobb.org. The Development Authority of Cobb County has given its approval for $4.25 million in tax-exempt bonds to facilitate the renovation of Tommy Nobis Center's new headquarters. The new location at 240 Interstate North Parkway was previously occupied by the Cobb Chamber of Commerce. Nonprofit organizations like the Tommy Nobis Center can only issue tax-exempt bonds through conduit authorities, a mechanism that helps reduce borrowing costs. The issuance of these bonds also received approval from the Cobb Board of Commissioners. These bonds have a maturity period of 5 years. In other developments, the authority unanimously re-elected its officers. Clark Hungerford will continue as chair, Donna Rowe as vice chair, Karen Hallisey as secretary treasurer, and Smith Peck as assistant secretary treasurer. We'll be back in a moment.
Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Petrie Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Petrie Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss.
Kennesaw Parks and Rec is inviting applications for the barbecue competition and vendors for the 2024 Pigs and Peaches Barbecue Festival. The festival will run from August 16th to 17th at Adams Park, featuring the Kansas City Barbecue Society-sanctioned competition and recognized as a Southeast Barbecue Championship event. The competition will host 30 teams in the pro category and 20 in the backyard category. Alongside, there will be contests for anything but and peach desserts with over $16,000 in cash and prizes. Interested vendors or competitors can apply at pigsandpeaches.com. The second annual Marietta The Gathering celebrated pop culture and geekdom on Marietta Square. Attendees enjoyed activities like Super Smash Bros. Gaming, classic Super Mario games, and the Box of Doom game. The event also featured pickup games of Magic, The Gathering, and showcased local authors' books. Characters from various universes, including Star Wars, were present, many of whom were members of the Georgia garrison of the 501st Legion, known for their charitable work. MomoCon hosted a tent with video game consoles, offering players a chance to enjoy games like Super Metroid, Super Mario World, and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate.
This is Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. Are you a fan of yogurt, but are you trying to avoid added sugar? Buy containers of plain yogurt or plain Greek yogurt and add your own fresh, frozen, or canned fruit as long as the fruit is packed in its own juice. If you like a little bit of sweetness, you could add some non-caloric sweeteners or stir in some low-sugar jam.
Thanks again for hanging out with us on today's Marietta Daily Journal podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, or the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties. Read more about all of our stories and get other great content at mdjonline.com. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Make sure you join us for our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. You can add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group. All rights reserved.